I'm happy now to welcome Russell Simon. He is running for City Council in District 1. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you choose to run?
You know, I love Santa Fe. I was born here, and I want the best for it. More specifically, you know, I'm a young candidate. I'm 28 years old, born here. I've been here as a student. I've worked here as a journalist. I've been in business in Santa Fe. And I think it is extremely tough for young people in this town.
It is indeed.
It's tough for young people to feel like they can raise a family and not have just a good paying job, but a good job, and really feel like they can achieve the things they set out in life to achieve here. That's part of why I'm running, is to make this a better city for young people.
How would you do that?
You know, one of the parts of my platform is what I call entrepreneurial mentorship. And what I see in Santa Fe is, you know, a lot of young people. And I graduated from the St. John's Graduate Institute. And just as an example, the people I graduated with were smart, talented, creative. They were baristas, crew members at Trader Joe's, you know, waitresses. And these are the people I wish would stay here. But, you know, within a year of graduating, they're off and they're doing the next thing. Those aren't the sort of jobs that are going to keep them here. And I think the same is true of people about to finish undergrad or high school, a whole age range. And I think these people, they need more support. And who you have in Santa Fe is this other group of people, which are often from somewhere else after having had a really fruitful career, really successful career. They've got a lot of connections. They have a lot of experience. And, you know, they buy second homes here and they move here permanently or part-time. Well, that group of people has something to teach our young people. They have something to provide. They've got the connections and money for business plans and all the rest of it. So I see an entrepreneurial mentorship program. It's sort of a combination of SCORE and Big Brothers Big Sisters.
So you're basically teaching people to start new businesses.
Yeah, I want any young person in Santa Fe who thinks they might want to start a business or thinks they might be able to succeed here to have the mentorship and the guidance and the support they need. And you know, personally, I have a lot of friends who have been in that position and have lacked that support.
Now, what kind of entrepreneurial new businesses can you envision young people who just graduated from St. John's or whatever actually doing?
You know, I think about that question a lot, and I think any industry that needs innovative and creative people should be fostered in the Santa Fe and should be considering Santa Fe as a place to set up business. You know, any consulting group, any, you know, international NGO, you know, we have businesses like Thornburg that have been successful here when the rest of their industry is in Wall Street or somewhere else. And, you know, young people understand more than anyone that in a global economy, you don't have to be in Silicon Valley to start the next successful computer business. You can be right here in Santa Fe. And I think that, you know, Santa Fe is one of the most innovative and talented cities in the entire country. And we should be living up to that. And I don't think that our city council has put the attention and the focus on making this a city that nurtures entrepreneurship that it should have.
Another part of your platform is a community-owned energy utility.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I have a really strong environmental background. I spent a year developing renewable energy and reforestation projects internationally for a nonprofit in D.C. I was director of communications for Repower New Mexico. What I have seen at the federal level is, of course, a lack of action. And what I have seen in, you know, talking to people in the environmental community here is that ownership over energy production is the thing that is going to allow us to transfer to renewable energy. And if you look at the rest of the country, there are 2,000 cities with one of these. On average, they pay 14% less in electricity. On average, they have more renewable energy. They're more responsive to the communities they serve. And right now, frankly, you know, our energy future is in the hands of investors on Wall Street. It's in the hands of an investor-owned utility who has made their intention to monopolize renewable energy production in this state well known. And Santa Fe cares about this issue deeply. We're progressive. We're environmentalists. this is what we need to do, I think, in order to take control of the energy future.
Monopolizing renewable energy seems like almost an oxymoron, considering that the greatest source of renewable energy is the sun, which falls on everybody's roof.
Mm-hmm. But in New Mexico, what we have is a regulated monopoly for our utility. And if you want to build, for example, a wind farm and sell it to the city of Santa Fe, you can't right now. You have to go through PNM. And what PNM has said is that they want to own this distributed renewable energy. They don't want, you know, other businesses owning it. I'll give you an example. In the city of Austin, Texas, which has a community-owned energy utility, 6 years ago they had 4 solar energy companies. Today they have 24. Why? It's because those companies are now able to sell electricity to the city. And if we did this, this would be a huge business development opportunity. People, you know, entrepreneurs will start businesses in order to fill that demand.
Another part of your platform is to have at-large city councilors.
Sure. You know, when I was a reporter watching City Hall in the county for almost 3 years, I saw just an enormous amount of division. And, you know, I'm someone who, as a journalist and someone with a communications background, believes in the power of communication and persuasion. But I also think something deeper is wrong on our city council. And I think that there is a divisiveness that has just grown in recent years. North, south, you know, white, Hispanic, outsider, native, developer, neighborhood, that is really not going to be solved through, you know, sheer force of will, someone just coming in and making everyone get along. I think if you took half the city council, 4, and made them at large, which means elected by the whole city, representing the whole city, then you would have at least half the governing body plus the mayor with the interests of the entire city at heart. And that is a deep structural change that I'm going to start pushing once I'm elected that I think will help Santa Fe move past the usual divisions that we've seen.
So you'd have 4 representing districts and 4 at large.
Sure. Each district would still have their elected representative, but then the other half would be at large representing the whole city.
We're talking to Russell Simon, who is running for city council in District 1. We've got another minute or so. What do you want to tell the people?
You know, that this is going to be a close election. And I, for one, think that we need change at City Hall. I'm unsatisfied with the status quo. I want Santa Fe to really reach its potential. I want to see its potential as one of the most talented and creative cities fulfilled. And I also want to see more young people on the council, and that's hopefully what I'll bring.
Russell Simon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.